This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back. I'm Brad Brown. You're listening to the Kona Edge. Thanks so much for joining us today. And we head back to Melbourne, Australia, where Michael Harvey joins us now. Michael, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me again, Brad.
Michael, I'll be looking forward to this chat because out of the three disciplines, the bike is your weakest, self-confessed weakness. It's something you've had to work particularly hard on. But like you said in your first chat with us, often it's the things that you find more difficult or where things don't go the way you want them to go is where the biggest lessons are to be learned. And I've got a funny feeling that's the way it's been with you for the bike.
Absolutely, Brad. Like we talked about with the swimming, this was what people feel in swimming, I felt in the bike. It was one of those ones where, you know, I could run quite well, I could swim quite well, but the bike just wasn't there. And, I used to get very frustrated with it for sure.
Is it, as you said, in the chat we had about the swim, that it's just time in the water for you? Has it just been about time in the saddle, especially when you first started?
Yeah, I think there's definitely, you can't take that part out, the time in the saddle and just to get that body used to doing it. And particularly I find also your body evolves with the different positions. You know, you can't just go and jump straight into a really aggressive setup on a bike. There's that sort of evolution. But I think one of the things I see is underrated, particularly in the Ironman scenes as well. Again, you know, like the swimming, it's the strength. I went through a patch, leading into my first Kona and I did huge Ks. I think I did 8 weeks consecutively of 600 Ks a week on the bike. And I was incredibly fit. I actually ended up running a 10K PB, in the end of that block of training. But what I found was I was so fit, but I just didn't have any leg strength to actually push the pedals. So really adapting the cycling and not neglecting that strength because, you know, it might be that you can ride all day, but if you're trying to ride fast, if you're trying to push a certain gear, well, you need to have the strength in the legs to be able to do that.
What have you done in that sort of area to get stronger?
Definitely doing, you know, hill work and doing the hill work, in your time trial position. So, you know, again, making the mistakes, I've made a lot of them. But, you know, when I first started, I'd go out on my time trial bike. I'm a big advocate of if you're going to race on your time trial bike that you train on that as well. You know, some people go, oh, you know, you go and ride on your road bike for the hills and stuff. Well, for me, it's about getting strong, patterning the muscle in a certain way. And so by doing that on your time trial bike, that's going to be what you're training for, and then going riding those hills and doing it in your time trial position. So, you know, unless you're going to fall off your bike, I try and get, you know, myself or my athletes there, they're riding up those hills because they're recruiting all the muscles that they're going to be doing, even if it's on a flat race, they're recruiting those muscles as if they're going to be in the race, not just sitting up because you don't really sit up. We don't want to be sitting up more in the race. So doing the hills and wind trainer sessions, doing specific wind trainer sessions with strength work to really get the legs going.
You've made some massive improvements on the bike over your Ironman career. What, if you could put down to one thing, what's the one thing you've done that's given you the biggest gains? If someone can only change one thing, what would you advise them to do?
Big gear work. Big gear work. So literally going and riding, in a big gear. So where your cadence is quite low and, you know, you're recruiting a lot of muscle fiber in your legs to get that going around and actually getting strong. So if I was going to say for the biggest bang for your buck, you know, it's a hard one to say that because there's that consistency in, I say as well. But, if you can get strong, yeah, that's really what it is that, most people that get off the bike and can't run in an Ironman, it's not because they're not good runners. It's because they just haven't done enough work to stop the bike taking too much out of them.
Let's touch on your favorite bike workout. What do you love doing on the bike?
Uh, I am a big fan of the long ride. I do like just going and, you know, turning the legs over. But if it was going to be a specific session, I like the old minute on, minute off with the big gear. So, you know, chucking it in the biggest gear that you've got and, going hard for a minute and then, backing it off. And, you know, it's a gradual creeper. It starts off all right, but once you get to about, you know, 10 or 15 reps, it starts to keep you honest that way. But it's just enough to motivate you because it's only a minute. So yeah, that'd be the favorite session.
Awesome stuff. Michael, we're going to get you on next time around to talk about your run, but thanks for sharing your bike secrets today. Much appreciated.
Not a problem, Brad. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.